Good morning, this is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given us his only Son to die, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, and give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty God, who by the humiliation of thy Son did raise up the fallen world, grant unto thy faithful ones perpetual gladness, and those whom thou hast delivered from the dangers of everlasting death, do thou make partakers of the eternal joys. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The reading for this Sunday morning, the epistle, is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on that tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For ye were as of sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the bishop and the shepherd of your soul. So far. This morning's gospel, John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is only a hireling. He doesn't care for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So far. This Sunday is sometimes called Shepherd Sunday because of the readings especially. And having heard the story of the open tomb, having been in the presence of the living Christ, this morning's gospel proclaims how truly we now belong to the risen Lord, our risen Savior. Our text this morning is taken from John chapter 10, where Christ calls himself the Good Shepherd and makes significant comparisons between the relation of a shepherd and his flock and that of Christ and his people. It may be a little difficult for us to catch completely the relation that exists between shepherd and sheep. We can write about it, sing about it, preach about it. But when was the last time you talked with a real shepherd? But one thing for sure, a scripture, especially the Old Testament, is filled with references to shepherding to show the love and concern of God for his people. Abel was a shepherd. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were shepherds, and so was David. God himself is called the shepherd of Israel. God says through Ezekiel, I will seek out my sheep and will deliver them. And of course, the best known is the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. This morning's epistle says, you are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. But what is so wonderful about this imagery is the tender care and love that shepherds have for their flock, as well as the complete trust which sheep have in their shepherd. These shepherds cared for every individual sheep. They seemed to know the special wants of each member of the flock. They were personally concerned about their protection, safety, food, and water. The shepherd lived with his flock by day and slept near his flock by night. He was always ready to take personal risks and inconveniences for his sheep. Well, this is the beautiful comparison which Jesus makes of himself and his followers. That is why he calls himself the Good Shepherd. To make this clear, we are told, the Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus himself makes it clear that the relationship is not one of a hireling. Jesus is the Good Shepherd because the sheep belong to him and he loves them. During the past weeks of Lent, we saw how great this love truly is. It drove the Savior to the cross, and there he bled and died for us that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Hirelings are afraid of the wolf. They flee. Jesus did not run away. But as the Good Shepherd, he gave his life for the sheep. That is why you and I belong to him. Because Christ so loved us that he gave his very life for us, there can be no question that you and I are now his. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. We also have the assurance that we belong to him because we listen to the guiding voice. Sheep listen to the voice of their shepherd. At night, they depend on his call when danger threatens. And in the morning, although several flocks may be together, every member of the flock comes to the call of its shepherd. They know his voice. We hear the voice of Jesus in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. We hear the law and the gospel, the rod and the staff of life. The voice of Jesus, which comes to us through the Bible, is dear to us, and we recognize it as the voice of our Good Shepherd. We follow it. That voice leads us, just as the Good Shepherd, by giving his life, restores our soul. So the calling voice of Jesus leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Belonging to Jesus means that we surrender to him. All Christians do. He says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Of course, this is easier said than done. It's one thing as we sit in church with our fellow Christians and friends in the atmosphere of God's house and say, "I hear the voice of Jesus and I will follow it." But it's not so easy tomorrow under the stress and the irritations of this life. What we think, say, and do, either for or against the voice of Jesus, is a final test of our belonging. As he gave his life for us, we now give our lives to him. We follow him, we know his voice, we follow because we belong to him. It was sin that kept us out of the fellowship with God. But here is he who gave his life for us and conquered sin, death, and the devil. So Jesus says, "I have redeemed thee. I have called you by name, you are mine, and no one shall take you out of my hand, because you belong to me." Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, and that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Thank you.
The Church has one announcement. It has pleased Almighty God to call from this sinful world into the joys of eternal life in heaven, Laura Gottschalk. There will be a graveside service for members of the family this coming Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Wilbert, Minnesota. May God, who for almost 104 years of His grace, bring peace and comfort to the family.